Oh yeah, you call it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around and around. There was one pen right up, you know.
Was it fenced in? Or?
Yeah. Had a fence around it.
About,
well, about big as this yard, I guess.
And during the day, you might just let them out in the...
In a pasture, what we call. Well, and when you gather and you crop in the fall, most people have fences then around the place. When you gather the crop in the fall, you can just open the gate to your barnyard and let you stop running in your field. That way you don't have to feed them too much. You get lots of grass and corn stalks and whatnot all out there in the field.
About the field you said wasn't fenced. Tell me about the fences y'all had back in those days, can you?
Back in those days, I can tell you about this place. We had a page wire fence around it.
Page wire?
You know what they call page wire?
Uh-uh.
It's a, you see this barbed wire, which is just a single strand of wire with these barbs on. Well, this was a, I got somewhere laying out there now.
Well, I'll look at it as we go out.
Okay.
But tell me about it. What?
Yeah, you put it on, you go around your farm, and you dig your post holes ever so often. Then you put your post in there, and you tap them, you know, pack the dirt around.
Yeah, I've dug many of them.
Okay, then. Well, you ought to know how to put up a page wire fence.
Well, I don't know what a page wire is.
Well, that's what we call it. It's got gaps in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we call a page wire.
Yeah. Did you ever have those fences that you cut out of, they'd be made out of wood or something, they'd be fit together like this?
Yeah, I know. I nailed some together like that. Between each one of them things on your wire, just nail it on there. Then I had a pair of wire stretchers to hook in there and set a post down to the end, pull it, and then go back and nail your fence up to your post.
No, this was made out of wood, maybe. You know, you'd fit the wood like that.
Oh, you're talking about a rail fence, aren't you?
Yeah.
They cross that way. All the way around the field.
Would you cut anything in the rail?
No, if you don't put up a rail fence, you just lay them across one another. So you get around on the way you want to go, around. Build up high as you want to. Just keep on around.
You ever have any troubles with animals in those fences?
No.
They wouldn't push them?
No, they wouldn't hardly tear up anything then, because they had all the woods and stuff they wanted to run in. There was no place. They didn't have to tear into nothing then.
Yeah. What kind of fence would folks have around their house, maybe?
Well, most of them have these, what you call a plank fence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this. Put planks around the fence. We call ourselves keeping the bad dogs out.
And any of those kind of little ones, you know, that might be pointed at the top?
No, we didn't have none of those.
Yeah, paling fence or?
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. What we call picket fence. It'd be, they'd go to work and do all that trimming up at the top to make a point on them, you know, to make them stick up like that around the garden, yard. Palings.
Wouldn't they rive them out?
Yeah, rive them out of a timber.
Yeah.
Sure would. They'd post out of the timber.
Yeah.
Cut you a piece of timber high. Long you wanted your post, you know, 6 or 7 or whatever feet you wanted long.
Mm-hmm.
Sort them to and split it out. But you ain't got no timber to do that with, man.
Tell me,